CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 20th of March 2016. Here are the main news headlines. VK0EK team en route to Heard Island. Register for Mills on the Air. Roy GHCKN retires after 37 years of GB2RS. The VK0EK team are almost at the end of their 10-day journey to Heard Island at the time of writing. The operators are currently active as ZL/ZS9HI/Maritime Mobile from Braveheart. Activity has been mainly on CW on 30, 15 and 10 metres. See their website, http://vk0ek.org, for more information on the de-expedition. Denbighdale ARS invite registrations for this year's Mills on the Air weekend that takes place over the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May. Please visit www.g4cdd.net and follow the links. Roy G8CKN has decided to retire from presenting the GB2RS News, and the RSGB would like to thank him for his many years of dedicated service to the amateur radio community. He started broadcasting at the beginning of the 2-metre FM service 37 years ago, adding simultaneous 70 SEMS FM and 23 SEMS ATV transmissions for the last 21 years. He then added worldwide internet video streaming some 15 years ago. A replacement or replacements are required to take over the current transmissions on 2-metre FM, 70 SEMS FM via GB3BN, 23 SEMS analog or 70 SEMS digital ATV via GB3HV, and internet streaming via BATC.TV. Assistance will be given to set up these transmissions, and some equipment may also be available. If anyone would like to take over as GB2RS newsreader in Hampshire, Central, Southern England, please contact the GB2RS news manager, Ken Hatton, G3VBA, via email gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Following the transfer of responsibilities of amateur licence examinations to the RSGB, the examinations group is looking for volunteers to join them. Ideally, volunteers will have a full licence and experience in radio communications technology in some professional, educational or employment capacity. Full details on the RSGB website, just put volunteering in the search box. Voting is now opened in the RSGB's 2016 election. Members have one of three options for registering his vote on each resolution. You can attend the AGM in person on the 23rd of April in Glasgow City Hotel, 36 Cambridge Street, G23HN, starting at 12 noon. You can vote by internet on the RSGB website, or you can vote by post by contacting the RSGB HQ in writing to the General Manager by email from gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk or telephone 01234 832702. Full details in the April Radcom. The closing date for internet and postal voting is 12 noon on the 21st of April 2016. A number of teams will be working on the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest on the 26th and 27th of March. They include members of the CT3 team, active as CQ9T from Funchal, AF014, working as a multi-single stroke low power entry, QSL via CT3KN. Also listen for members of Amateur Radio Taipei, active from Taiwan as BP0P, as a multi-2 entry, QSL via BP0P, CQRZ.com. During the contest, listen out for Laurent, FM5BH, who will be active as Tango Oscar 972M from Martinique Island, which is NA107 as a single op, all band high power entry, QSL via FM5BH direct. The bands will be very busy and you should get the opportunity to work many more DX stations. If you're looking for something to entertain the younger members of the family over Easter, take a look at the activities available at Bletchley Park. Children will enjoy the nifty numbered trail and the code-breaking session available over the Easter long weekend. Go to www.bletchleypark.org.uk for full details. Don't forget to visit the National Radio Centre whilst you are there. Remember to take a copy of your licence if you want to operate GB3RS. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 20th, the 31st Withall RC Rally will take place at the Withall Radio Club HQ, Withall Park, Silver Street, Withall, B476LZ. The venue has car parking as well as disabled facilities. Doors open 9:30 or 10 a.m. Admission is £3.50, and there'll be trade stands as well as a licensed bar and catering facilities. Details from Mike on 07976 744479. Today, the 20th, the Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Callington ARS Rally will be held at Callington Town Hall, New Road, Callington, PL177BD. Doors open 10:30, £2 to get in. More admission for information from Roger by email to e0rph@gmail.com. Today, the 20th, the Causeway Coast Glens AC Radio Rally will be held at Bushmills Community Centre, 14 Dunluce Road, Bushmills in County Antrim, Northern Ireland, BT578QG. The venue has disabled access and suitable car parking on site. Doors open 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is £3. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, as well as an RSGB bookstall. Catering facilities are available on site, and there'll be a raffle taking place during the day. More details from MN0CCG 07544923956. There are no rallies in the diary for Easter weekend. The next is at Hack Green Bunker Rally on the 3rd of April at the Hack Green Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. Herbert DK2BR is operating holiday style from Con Son Island, Vietnam, until the 26th of March with the call sign 3 Whiskey 2 Bravo Radio. This is IOTA AS130. He'll be on the 10 to 40 metre bands using SSB, RITI and PSK31. Send QSL cards direct to his home call. Hero JA6WFM will be active in Tonga as A31MM during the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest taking place on the 26th and 27th of March. He'll work single-op all-band low-power entry, QSL EA5GL, or Logbook of the World. A group of four Norwegians will be signing VK9CK from the Cocos Keeling Islands, OC003, until the 26th of March. Operation will be on 10 to 160 metre bands using SSBCW and RITI. Bogdan, SP2FUD, and Zenek, SP2GCJ, will be on the air as Charlie5FUD and C5GCJ, respectively, from Beirut, from Brufut, that's Brufut, in the Gambia, until the 1st of April. Activity will be on the 10 to 80 metre bands using CWSSB and RITI. This includes a possible entry in the upcoming CQWPX SSB contest, QSL to their home call signs. Bill K1CN is on the air as Charlie6AMM from Harbour Island in the Bahamas, IOTA NA001, until the 3rd of April. Activity holiday style, 6 to 40 metre bands, using mostly SSB with some CW, QSL direct to home call. Special event news, between the 26th of March and the 22nd of April, Harlow and District Amateur Radio Society will be activating GB0HAF from Hunsdon Airfield for Rafah's airfields on the air. Operation will be HF and 2 metres on various days. More details available on qrz.com or from Colin by email, g0mgu@hotmail.co.uk. Special event station in Russia will be on the air until the 16th of June as part of the International Scientific Educational Radio Marathon called Inventors of Telecommunications, established by the Russian Geographical Society and supported by radio clubs and individual operators. There'll be awards and certificates. Each RT73 prefix station represents a historical figure in the area of telecommunications or electronics, for example. RT73BA represents Alexander Graham Bell. RT73EA represents Edwin Howard Armstrong. And RT73NT represents Nikola Tesla. Now, the 24 hours of the Russian DX contest ends at 1200 UTC, today the 20th. There are numerous entry categories for single and multi-band, single and multi-mode, multi-op, various power levels, clubs and so on. An interesting aspect of this event is the possibility of submitting two single-band entries, for example 15 metres and 80 metres. Work everyone and send a signal report and serial number, but expect Russian stations to send you a signal report and a two-letter oblast code. This is part of the contest news. I'm not sure I announced that. The Bartag HF RTTY contest ends at 0200 UTC on the 21st. Operating on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and time. On Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest is taking place at the same time using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. CQ Worldwide worked all prefix SSB contest is on next weekend from 0000 UTC on the 26th to 2359 on the 27th. In addition to all common prefixes, expect to hear plenty of interesting and obscure ones using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. This week has seen continued geomagnetic storms thanks to a high-speed solar wind stream flowing from a geo-effective coronal hole on the sun's surface. As we predicted last weekend was reasonably settled, but then it all went pear-shaped. The K index hit 5 on Tuesday night and 5 again on Wednesday night, this time remaining at 5 for up to 9 hours. High K indices are usually a bad sign of bad conditions, although there can be highlights. During the initial phase of a geomagnetic storm, you can often get enhanced conditions, but they tend not to last and you can be left with noisy bands and fluttery or no HF signals, especially if they go near the poles. The noon critical frequency as measured by the RAL Digisonde on Tuesday was 7.2 megs, but just 5.4 megs on Wednesday. Quite a few of the IBP beacons on 14.1 MHz could be heard on Tuesday, but by Thursday morning none were audible. Next week the solar flux index is predicted to be around 85 to 95 all week, with no geo-effective coronal holes rotating into view on the sun's surface. The K index is predicted to remain about 2. This means we may have more settled HF conditions next week. We suggest you keep your fingers crossed. Now for the VHF and up propagation news. Last week's high pressure gave some modest tropo openings on the VHF bands, but as hinted in the last bulletin, it was often handicapped by dry air at the surface below the inversion. This has the effect of lessening the quality of the ducts formed and makes any tropo weaker and more marginal. It looks like a similar story throughout the coming week, with the occasional improved spells when the surface layer of air becomes more moist. You'll know this by the drizzle and misty low cloud. As always, check the bands and look for areas of fog and misty low cloud on the satellite pictures to see which directions might produce the better quality lifts. Around the March equinox is fireball season. Fireball is just an especially bright meteor, and they seem to appear in greater numbers than usual around this time. In fact, one was reported last week over the UK. Sadly, fireballs are no help to meteor scatter operators, as they're so few and very short-lived. Conditions were perfect for the Dubus CWEME event last weekend, with the moon at high declination and just beyond perigee. Next week, losses will increase to maximum as the moon reaches apogee on Friday, and windows will shorten, the declination going negative on Wednesday. That's it for this week from the Propagation team. That's it from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.